The following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
I'm John Quincy, and this is the history of TMA. WTMA Radio has been informing and entertaining Charleston since 1939. It's the city's second oldest radio station and the only AM station with its original call letters. WTMA! One of the newest additions to our 70-plus year history is Richard Todd. Richard's been a part of Charleston radio since 1991, working mainly for rock stations on the FM band. But on March 1st, 2004, he took over the reins of the WTMA Morning Drive Show, rechristened it The Morning Buzz, and took talk radio in the morning to a whole new level. This hour on the history of TMA, we're going to let you hear how it all sounded on that first day of The Morning Buzz.
WTMA News Time 8:06. Welcome to the first ever edition of The Morning Buzz. I'm Richard Todd, live on Comcast 28 and News Talk 1250 WTMA. You can join the conversation, 556-1250, toll free 1-800-737-1250 or star 1250 on your wireless phone. For this Monday, March the 1st, what's the buzz? The Academy Awards, the Oscars, the 76th annual last night, The Lord of the Rings, a record-tying 11 Oscars, including the top prize, Best Picture. It deserved it. It's one of the great achievements in cinematic history. I'm so happy that they got the acknowledgement that has eluded in the last couple of years. It ties Ben-Hur and Titanic for the most Academy Awards. We want your review, not only of the Academy Awards. Billy Crystal, fine job as host. What were your highlights and lowlights, the funniest moments or the touching moments from the Academy Awards? Also, on this Monday morning, March 1st, we want your Monday morning movie review, the number one movie at the box office over the weekend, The Passion of the Christ. Don't you like that? An interesting little juxtaposition there. You have fantasy and The Lord of the Rings and the biggest night in Hollywood of the Academy Awards, while at the same time, the number one movie at the box office, The Passion of the Christ, which is elicited as much comment and controversy as any movie out in decades. Your phone calls on the way, but right now WTMA News Time 8:08, and that means traffic and weather together for your Monday morning commute. Let's get an update on your roadways, and for that, here's Megan Keys. Megan?
Well, we do have two accidents to report at this time. One downtown on Carolina and Rutledge Street, the other in North Charleston at Rivers and Reynolds. We're seeing slow-moving traffic on I-26 eastbound around Ashley Phosphate, and on Highway 17 going into Mount Pleasant. If you see anything else going on the roads, give us a call in the newsroom at 277-1250. I'm Megan Keys with your WTMA First Traffic.
Thank you very much, Megan. Now here's an update on your weather forecast as we kick off the month of March and say bye-bye to February. Here is Live 5's chief meteorologist, Bill Walsh.
Hey, good morning, gang. How you doing? Welcome, Richard Todd, to the gang.
Thank you.
We've got a Monday underway that's not going to be too bad after a nice weekend. We're going to look around 67 to 70 again today. Partly cloudy, 54 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Might see a scattered shower later, about 68. Live 5, chief meteorologist, Bill Walsh, on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Bill, thank you very much. Right now, it's 51 degrees on the coast, and it's 46 degrees right here at News Talk 1250 WTMA. TMA News Time 8:09. Watch the sunrise together here on the Carolina coast. I'm Richard Todd. Day one of The Morning Buzz. Thank you so much for tuning in. You'll find out all the latest stories and a place to talk about it. I have so much to talk about. I've got more than I possibly can get to today or tomorrow, or Wednesday. I'm ready for the week. And in fact, this week, go ahead and wake the kids, call the neighbors, bring in the cats and dogs, because this week I have a lot of surprises for you. Special guests will be stopping by and surprises up our sleeves. You can catch it all live on Comcast 28 and here at News Talk 1250 WTMA. I definitely invite you to join the conversation. That's what this is all about. I mean, this is really your show. I happen to be sitting here, and I'm honored and flattered to be sitting here in the chair at WTMA, the legendary News Talk 1250 WTMA. But this is a place for you to join the conversation. Charleston's morning meeting place. So remember the numbers, 556-1250, 1-800-737-1250, or star 1250 on your wireless phone. It is Monday morning, and I would love to get a Monday morning movie review from you. The last 5 days, The Passion of the Christ, number one at the box office. It's taken in $117.5 million since it's debuted on Ash Wednesday, last Wednesday. I'd like to get your review of the movie, what you think about it. I have not seen it yet. Going to dive right into the phones because Wes has been hanging on patiently west of the Ashley. Wes, good morning. Richard Todd, how you doing? Thanks for joining the Morning Buzz.
Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Doing fine.
First of all, two quick questions.
Sure.
You've turned 50 already?
No.
Well, I misread the paper.
No, in the paper, and by the way, thanks to the paper for a very nice article, Prentice Finley on Saturday. My quote in the paper was that how many 50-year-old people do you see or hear on the radio that play music?
Yeah, I didn't think you were 50.
No, don't age me yet. Don't,
well,
this
I'm
job.
Just, you know, I'm just, so you way down or long way to go?
Well, if you want to know, I'm 38 years old.
Well, I said, well, dude, he's for 50, sure looks young.
Well, thank you very much, Wes. I hope I look as good when I'm 50. But 38 years old, I have a wife who's a vice principal at the middle school in McClellanville Middle School, and have a 14-month-old son, lived in Charleston over 25 years, been on the radio for 20 years. Really excited about this opportunity and being a part of people's morning routine. So does that give you a good background?
I talked to you before on another show.
I've been around, Wes. I've been fired by all the best media outlets in the low country.
I enjoyed it in the morning. You really got me going on a 9:10. I've got both of y'all going at the same time.
All right. Well, thank you.
And Charlie's very good on that. I love him. Another quick question.
Sure.
You know, of course, you know, you're an advocate for having yourself tested, and I've had my colonoscopy recently.
Yes.
And so, you know, maybe make sure to tell everybody, you know, over 50 or maybe below 52, you have to have yourself checked.
That's right. When you turn 40, a lot of people know I am a cancer survivor 2.5 years ago, diagnosed with testicular cancer. But so far, knock on wood, everything is great. But yes, self-examination, early detection, do something about it, get regular checkups. You can save your life. And you know, it's
especially when you have the free clinics at Roper and at Trident, anything that's free. I go to, why pay my own medical, you know, if they're going to give it to us free?
No, you're exactly right, Wes. You're exactly right, and I hope people take our words of wisdom, you know, having gone through it ourselves.
A lot of people don't go to them, and that's a shame because they wait and they want to, I guess they must enjoy chemotherapy or whatever it is. I sure don't.
No, well, you know, men don't go to the doctor. Women intrinsically have to go to the doctor more often. You know, they just have to go to the OBGYN and get everything checked out. Men, if you ask the average guy on the street, when was the last time they went to the doctor, they'd be like, 3, 4, 5
Well,
years,
that's me
like that.
Sometimes too.
Yeah, and I'll tell you two stories. One, when I was younger, my dad was starting the lawnmower with one of the crank starts, and as he started it, the thing snapped, and his hand went and flew up and hit a brick wall, swelled up. He had broken his hand. Swelling would go down. I don't need to go see a doctor. So he never went to see a doctor. And then my father-in-law, who's a shrimp boat captain up in McClellanville, he lashed his forearm with a steel cable. So what did he do? I don't want to go to the doctor. They'll just find something wrong with me. He got duct tape, and he duct taped himself up. Men don't like to go to the doctor. Women kind of intrinsically have to, but it's that kind of vanity and stubbornness that would get you killed.
Sorry, I went to these other things, but I'm, you know, just a reminder. Let me ask my question. Back when I was going to school, we rushed into the library to read National Geographic. I mean, you know, so does that mean that we need to take all the librarians and the library and close them now in the schools because of the vulgarity of the National Geographics?
I know it mentions here on the call screen in front of me, Sports Illustrated. There was
what's wrong with reading? I like to watch the sports, what's in sports magazines. Does that mean because somebody brings they put out the pictures in there that, you know, if they're going to do his, why not National Geographic?
Well, you know, and it's an interesting thing. I mean, I, you know, love the articles in Playboy. That's why I get it. It's just for the great writing. And, you know, with Sports Illustrated, it's a sports magazine that once a year has this salacious, you know, edition that when it comes out, it causes controversy. Every year, it's always, why are they doing this? This is really about sports. And then there's this story about the sixth grader who was suspended from school for having a copy of the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated. And, you know, it seems that that may be going a little bit too far. Take the magazine away. Don't allow that issue in your school. But that's kind of going a little bit too far. But that's a good question, Wes. I don't have an answer for you. But that's it's once again, I mean, in my opinion, it's technology and modern society moving faster than our ability to cope with it. Uh-huh. And as a result, we run into these issues where what used to be National Geographic is now the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. You know, what used to be three or four networks that came in on your television are now 300 or 400 coming through your cable. And things are moving faster than our ability or the government's ability or the law's ability to deal with it. And,
I mean, look at Billy Crystal last night, that one scene where he's holding his jollies.
Right.
I mean, you got to see the rest of them, and they didn't answer that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. And, Wes, thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet, Wes. What's funny, I mean, I was wondering, Billy Crystal had no problem being naked on national television last night. I was like, Billy, man, you know, I mean, you're funny, but I was like, wow. You know, I mean, the second.
That was the funniest.
It was really funny. I mean, the whole
what
thing.
What a way to start the Oscars.
With him and Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton, and they're all seeing each other. And that was really funny. And the whole bit at the beginning with the ring and the sunglasses and just, you know, it was really well done. I think people expect that for Billy Crystal. But I was like, you know, well, he comes out and he starts making comments. Like, my favorite part of the broadcast probably was when he was reading celebrities' minds. And you see this celebrity on the screen, and he tells you what they're thinking.
I didn't see that part. I went to bed.
I should have. They went to Sean Connery, and you see Sean Connery, and Billy Crystal goes, "Pussy galore. Oh, I get it. It's disgusting." You know, just reading his mind. And I was just sitting there thinking about, you know, are people going to be so jaded and so edgy after the Super Bowl that they're going to look at something and like, I don't think that's appropriate. I don't know. I mean, the world has changed since the Super Bowl. The Academy Awards is always the second most watched event on television after the Super Bowl. It was on a 5-second delay. Probably the most satisfying part last night was watching Michael Moore get crushed by one of those giant creatures in the beginning segment when Billy Crystal was doing the whole segment and Michael Moore got crushed. But there were no surprises last night. There were no things last night that you weren't expecting controversial statements. There was nobody wearing a swan outfit like Bjork. I mean, there was a typical broadcast. And as Johnny Carson once said, it's 2 hours of entertainment shoved into a 4-hour show. So WTMA news time is 8:18. That means time for traffic and weather together. So let's find out what's happening and the problems to avoid. Megan Keyes, what's going on?
Well, downtown, we have an accident at Carolina and Rutledge Streets. Also, looks like the traffic cameras are showing heavy traffic on I-26 eastbound around Ashley Phosphate. On the 526, I-26 merge, moving smoothly but getting heavier at this time. A few other accidents to tell you about. I-26 eastbound at Crosstown, there's a wreck. And in North Charleston, another at Rivers and Reynolds. And we have a lane closure to make you aware of. It's on the southbound bridge of US 17 over the Ashley River in Charleston, starting today, continuing through Sunday between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. If you see any other traffic problems, give us a call at 277-1250. This traffic update is brought to you by Gerald's Tires, where they know how to treat a lady. I'm Megan Keyes with your WTMA First Traffic.
Thanks a lot, Megan, and let's get an update now on your weather forecast. As we kick off the month of March, that means springtime is just weeks away, but an early preview. Here's the latest from Live 5's chief meteorologist, Bill Walsh.
Got a Monday underway, special Monday here. Welcoming Richard Todd. Welcome into the big club here. Hey, we've got weather that's going to be pretty nice here to welcome Richard with. We're looking at temperatures that are going to be pretty much in the upper 60s after a nice weekend, a partly cloudy day today, 54 for the night, and again, a mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance of shower, upper 60s. Live 5, chief meteorologist Bill Walsh. You've got it here all day on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
And Bill, thank you very much. Right now we have 52 degrees inland and 46 degrees here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly, and I'm glad to welcome Richard Todd to the WTMA Morning Show. Richard, welcome to News Talk 1250 WTMA. You're in great company.
News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Thank you very much, Bill O'Reilly, and good morning to Jamie Mellis. Jamie, how you doing from Software Solutions and Designs?
What's going on your end?
Hey there, Jamie. Computer Hello. Solutions, Saturdays from 10 until 11 o'clock. So, Jamie, it's nice to meet you finally.
Well, it's nice to meet you as well. Actually, you threw me out of the studio like that 2 weeks ago, but I didn't hold it against you.
You know, I've gotten to know you over the last few weeks just by listening, you know. And then when I met you, I immediately had the bodyguards remove you forcibly from the premises. But it's nice to talk with you and get our computer update each and every morning. So what do you have on the plate for us this morning, Jamie?
We're going to talk about, this is going to be our performance week. In other words, we're going to talk about how you can tune up your computer to get a little bit more performance out of it.
I mean, how you can download movies that are Academy Award winners, right?
Yeah, there we go. So this week we're going to have, each day we're going to talk about a little tip as far as how you can go about, instead of throwing away that computer. By the way, have you unboxed yours yet? I hear you still got yours sitting in the box.
Well, it is still in the box, yes. I still have a wonderful Dell computer that's still in the box, yes.
Well, you know, if you get one of those kids up there at the school that your wife is the principal at, I'm sure they can hook it up for you.
You know, if I was going to have somebody hook it up, it would be somebody that was under the age of 25, you know. They know much more than the elder said.
Good. All right, so this morning's tip is going to be on maintenance on the computer, and the two things in particular we want to talk about are scan disk and defrag.
Okay.
Now, this is something that you really want to do minimum once a month. And if you're a real, real heavy user of the computer, you may want to do this more often, maybe like once a week. And this is tools that are actually built into Windows, and you can get to them easily just by clicking on, right-click on My Computer and go to Properties, or actually double-click on My Computer, right-click on the C drive and go to Properties, and there's where all the tools are at to do the maintenance on your system.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do it, you know, again, at least once a month, because your computer deletes things and adds things to the computer, files get broke up. And this is an easy way to add performance back to the system.
Yeah, you've got to defrag on a regular basis because you just don't know what's going to be in there. Even when you think you've deleted it, it's still floating around there somewhere.
Yeah, and what happens is the files get broke up over the computer. And if you picture a record with grooves on it,
mm-hmm.
if you were to move the take a song and break it up all over the record, and the needle has to come up off the record and go find the next piece and play, and then come back up off the record and find the next piece, it's all choppy. The music wouldn't be very smooth and fluid. It's the same thing on the computer. And if you go in and defrag it on a regular basis, everything stays fluid and the files are read into memory very quickly.
Jamie Mellis with Software Solutions and Designs. You can hear Computer Solutions with Jamie Mellis every Saturday morning from 10 until 11 right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Jamie, thanks for the info, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll have more of our Morning Buzz flashback from March 1st, 2004, coming up next on the History of TMA.
You're listening to the History of TMA.
News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Now, back to the very first Morning Buzz with Richard Todd as we time travel to March 1st, 2004.
Okay. You take the blue pill and the story ends. You wake in your bed and you believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill and you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep this rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Will you accept the truth? Will you accept the Morning Buzz? Will you be a part of the conversation? 556-1250, toll free at 1-800-737-1250, star 1250 on your wireless phone. Great to have you here on this Monday, March the 1st. We have some special guests lined up for later on this morning and all week long. Surprises up our sleeve as well. Looking for your Monday morning movie review. Have you seen The Passion? I have not. Talked to many, many people who said it was an incredibly powerful movie, and they never want to see it again. It was the number one movie at the box office over the weekend, as The Passion of the Christ debuted last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. It so far made $117.5 million. The seventh best three-day opening ever, behind blockbusters like Spider-Man, the Matrix franchise, and the first two Harry Potter movies. What is your Monday morning movie review? Call me up and tell me what you think about that as we celebrated the biggest night in Hollywood last night, the Academy Awards, Lord of the Rings, tying a record for the most Academy Awards ever won by any movie, tying the record set by Ben-Hur and Titanic. And we have issues. The blurring of the lines of entertainment, movies, and government. How much control do you want over your choices on entertainment? We'll get to you on the Morning Buzz. WTMA News Time, 8:28. Let's get to traffic and weather together right now, and we'll get an update first on your morning commute with Megan Keyes.
We've got a few things to tell you about for this Monday morning. City police are working an accident on I-26 eastbound near the Crosstown exit. Another wreck, Carolina and Rutledge Avenue downtown. In the north area, we have a crash on Rivers and Reynolds. And we're seeing slow-moving traffic on I-26 eastbound around Ashley Phosphate, as well as in Highway 17 going into Mount Pleasant. Things are bumper-to-bumper going, backing things all the way up to Highway 41. And slow-moving traffic in Goose Creek on Highway 52 all the way up to Otranto. If you spot any other traffic problems, give us a call in the newsroom at 277-1250. I'm Megan Keyes with your WTMA First Traffic.
Thank you very much, Megan. As far as your weather forecast, to kick off the month of March, Live 5's Bill Walsh says, beautiful, partly cloudy, and a high of 75 degrees inland today, about 66 or so near the coast. Going to be a nice Monday night tonight. Maybe you can catch up on your sleep if you stayed up late last night watching the Oscars. It was only 3 hours and 45 minutes. It only started in February and ended in March, right? Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 58. Tomorrow and Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 75 inland and 70 degrees inland. Right now, we have 53 degrees on the coast. It's 54 degrees here at News Talk 1250 WTMA. I'm Richard Todd Moore of the Morning Buzz, coming up, including your phone calls. Join the conversation at News Talk 1250 WTMA.
News Talk 1250 WTMA.
WTMA News Time is 8:30. Good morning. I'm Fred Story, live in the TMA First News Center. A container ship that spilled pesticide into the Atlantic Ocean last week steamed into Charleston late yesterday. This was after workers repaired a leak in a container. It's not clear whether several thousand or several hundred gallons of malathion spilled into the ocean. In either case, environmentalists say it will not be a serious threat to the environment. The leak in the container happened when it was shifted on board the ship during a bad storm.
The late Strom Thurmond's illegitimate biracial daughter met with his other adult children over the weekend. Officially, Essie Mae Washington Williams was in the state to speak at Allen University in Columbia. But the 78-year-old Williams told reporters she had dinner also with the Thurmonds on Friday night in Aiken. It was her first visit to the state since revealing in December that she was the daughter of Thurmond and his teenage black maid, Carrie Butler. Washington Williams told reporters that the dinner was cordial and they discussed mostly family things.
Mel Gibson's movie The Passion of Christ is doing more than pulling audiences into theaters. Live 5's Amy Rydell reports that it's also drawing people back to church.
St. Andrew's Parish United Methodist Church tailored their Lenten message around the film and with a direct mailing invited everyone to attend.
I was impressed that they cared enough about me, you know, to reach out to invite me to come.
Brenda Hazelwood, who's new to the area, was inspired to come because of the flyer.
It's very exciting. As I addressed in my sermon this morning, the three greatest needs that we have as human beings is help, hope, and home.
The race for one state Senate district is beginning to heat up. Charleston City Councilman Henry Fishburne is challenging incumbent Senator John Kuhn for District 43 seat in November. And Fishburne is also challenging the controversial Kuhn over a stand he's taken in the legislature this year. Kuhn helped block a restructuring plan for state government sponsored by fellow Charleston Senator Glenn McConnell in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now McConnell has Fishburne's support in trying to get the restructuring plan back on track. I am in complete agreement with Governor Sanford and Glenn McConnell, said Fishburne in a release to the media, adding that South Carolina state government must be restructured. In his own release to the media, Kuhn said he merely sided with the Republican majority on the Senate on the Judiciary Committee in one restructuring issue. And he also said he plans to spend more time, quote, continuing to get input on this matter from the constituents I serve.
The Charleston County School District has hired a private company in an effort to improve 9 struggling schools. District Superintendent Maria Goodlow says the partnership with Edison Schools Incorporated is part of a larger plan to adopt turnaround models to drive student academic improvement. More school districts across the country are looking at privatization as a way to improve schools. A group fighting to get Interstate 73 built through the PD and Grand Strand says their trip to Washington to lobby Congress was successful. About 90 people from Horry County and neighboring areas flew to Washington this week on a trip to what they called a road rally. Congress is working on a new 6-year highway funding bill. The group wants to make sure I-73 is an important part of that proposal. The Department of Transportation says I-73 is the state's top priority for new road construction. The department vows to build the 80-mile highway in 10 years at a cost of $2 billion. And finally, authorities hope the human remains found by two college students could end a 1992 disappearance case. Aiken County Deputy Coroner Tim Carlton says the evidence found at the scene yesterday and information from a county investigator suggested the remains could be connected to the 12-year-old case. I'm Fred Story in the TMA First News Center. Next news at 9 o'clock. Depend on it.
There's more of our replay of the very first morning buzz straight ahead on the History of TMA.
You're listening to a special WTMA presentation, the History of TMA.
WTMA!
It was the morning of March 1st, 2004. And a new era in WTMA's history began as Richard Todd joined our legendary station as host of The Morning Buzz.
And thank you very much for making us a part of your morning routine. WTMA News Time 837. I am Richard Todd. This is the first ever edition of The Morning Buzz. So you give me a buzz at 556-1250. Toll free at 1-800-737-1250 or on your wireless phone at star 1250. Of course, we're also coming at you live on Comcast Channel 28. So if you see us wearing hard hats, it's because the show is still under construction, not only on the television, but also on the radio. So we thank you for being a part of this new experiment as we kick this off here on Monday, March the 1st. And you are definitely invited to join the conversation. The buzz this morning, the Academy Awards and the world of movies. You know, last night in the Academy Awards, because it was on a 5-second delay, the Janet Jackson phenomenon, which is taking over the world of entertainment. There were no surprises. There was no streaker running on stage. Remember David Niven way back when? There were no political comments or statements like Michael Moore's last year. Of course, Michael Moore got crushed in the opening montage of Billy Crystal, which I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed seeing. So there were no surprises, but yet there are always wackos at the Oscars, right? You can't get into the Academy Awards without a pass, and it has to be a legit one. Last night, 21 people tried it with passes that the Motion Picture Academy says were bogus, so they were arrested, all of them. They never got into the auditorium. Two of them were carrying a personal video recorder and were arrested at a backstage loading dock. Meanwhile, speaking of wackos, Sharon Stone wasn't nominated for an Oscar last night, but she tried to take advantage of a free nominees-only day at a Beverly Hills spa. I don't know if you heard about this. She, you know, look, she's asked Sharon Stone what color is the sky in her world, okay? She heard that Estee Lauder at the Four Seasons Hotel was offering nominees a complimentary day of beautifying, so she got on the phone and scheduled an appointment. It's for nominees only. Hello. Go back to basic instinct. Got to be careful what you say about Sharon Stone. She carries an ice pick around her. But anyway, my good friend Mary Norton, who runs Amuru Handbags in downtown Charleston, was staying at Sharon Stone's place last week. So she may have been a part of that. Meanwhile, I'm looking for your Monday morning movie review. Tell me just how powerful The Passion of the Christ was. If you saw it over the weekend, a lot of people did. It's number one at the box office, $117.5 million. I think, Madeline, did you see The Passion?
Yes. I saw it and Fred saw it. He's not in the room here right now, but...
I haven't seen it.
And he said he didn't like it, but I liked it.
Well, everybody that I've talked to said it was a powerful movie.
Yes.
It was great movie making,
mm-hmm.
and they never want to see it again because it was so gory, so graphic, so bloody. What was it as gory as people have said it is?
You know, it's not really the gore. It's the pain. I think, you know, seeing the pain.
Well, you know, here's an example. I mean, reading the Bible and it talks about God being lashed, it's basically one sentence, you know, I mean, paraphrasing, you know, Jesus was lashed by the Romans, or just, you know, one sentence in the Bible. Well, it's like 25 minutes in the movie. I mean, even slow motion and stuff, right?
Yeah, it was very long.
It
excruciating, kind of.
Well, did you see the story last week about the lady in, I can't remember where it was, who had a heart attack
mm-hmm.
and died while she was watching The Passion?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, talk about powerful. And see, here's the thing is, movie making, when it's done correctly, whether it's The Lord of the Rings or The Passion or whatever, you combine the visual, great cinematography, you combine the music, you combine the story, the acting, you put it all together. Movies can be a powerful thing. This is a powerful story put together with all of the elements that make movies powerful. it has had an unbelievable effect on people, on Christianity. And I don't know if you heard about the story, just to show you. Did you see what happened in, or hear what happened in Rome, Georgia? Moviegoers, when they went to see The Passion of the Christ, had the number 666 printed on tickets at the Georgia Movie Theater in Rome, Georgia. Now, of course, you know.
Why?
Well, you know, of course, 666 is the number of the beast.
Yeah, but why did they put it on the tickets?
It's just the computer. 666 is printed on tickets at the movies at Barry Square because that's their designation number through computer processing on how many tickets they sold. Mm. People were so freaked out by the fact that it said 666 on their ticket to see The Passion of the Christ that they not only objected to it, some of them didn't want the tickets. They wanted to pass as a substitute. Mm-hmm. That's getting a little bit carried away. I mean, as powerful as The Passion is and as revolutionary as it is and the discussion it has opened up about Christianity, about who to blame and the whole story of Jesus Christ, it is just a movie. I mean, it's not a documentary. It's just a movie. It's not a documentary. It has evoked feelings that are unbelievable. It has evoked conversation about Christianity that we haven't had in the public for decades. But it is just a movie. The reason why I say that is because there's a lot of gore. There's a lot of violence. I mean, you know, done in the guise, obviously, of what happens to Jesus, the sacrifice that he makes for us. If you're willing to accept that kind of violence in movies, which I have no problem with that because that's Mel Gibson telling his story as graphically and openly as possible, then you also have to be willing to accept that kind of gory violence in other movie matters. I mean, look, Freddy versus Jason is just complete cheese. But if they're going to be gory there and gory in The Passion, you can't be hypocritical and say, well, the gory in The Passion is okay because it's happening to Jesus and it tells a story. But that gory over there, that's not acceptable. Where are you going to draw the line? You have to be able to distinguish, not some other entity. You as an individual distinguish what you accept and what you don't. And people are accepting this kind of goriness and violence with The Passion of the Christ because of the power of the movie and the message. But then if that's the case, I just don't want to hear a lot of people complaining when they see a movie like Reservoir Dogs or True Romance or Kill Bill or whatever that it becomes gore fest, splat fest, blood squirting all over the place, and that's not unacceptable. To me, that's hypocrisy. You have to be able to accept all of that. Just don't go and spend your money. I mean, the power of the purse is the number one most powerful thing we have as consumers in America. So think about it. I mean, and you know, look, and that's what I want to talk about with you right now here on The Morning Buzz. Give me a buzz, 556-1250, toll-free 1-800-737-1250, or on your wireless phone at star 1250. How much government control are you comfortable with in determining the content of what's on the radio, of what's on television, or what's at the movie theaters? How much government control? I mean, I'll give you an example. My speech right now is being controlled. The government of the United States is controlling what I say right now. I can't go on the air and just say whatever I want to. There are certain standards and practices I have to uphold. There is a rating system for movies that gives you information on what to expect in that movie. There are labels and rating systems and on CDs now. You know, records at stores that tell you that the content might be unacceptable or offensive. You tell me, because I'm conflicted about the whole thing. You tell me what level of control do you want the government, if any, to have over our entertainment? Because it worries me when government gets involved, period. I want less government, not more government. And, you know, John Hogan from Clear Channel Communications goes in front of Congress last week and does one of the greatest jobs of hypocrisy in the history of congressional hearings. You think Clear Channel's really worried about content? You think they're really worried about indecency? No, they're worried about money. You think he just woke up like, what? The Howard Stern Show, is that decent? What? No. They got the biggest fine for Bubba the Love Sponge. They got these huge fines. And so they have to go before Congress because they're losing money. They see they could lose money. It's all based on the bottom line. They've even come out and said they don't care about radio. They don't care about what you think about what they're putting on the airwaves. They care about client service. So it's total hypocrisy. If they really cared about indecency, they would have done something about it a long time ago. Now Clear Channel is being investigated by Congress for monopolistic practices. They're being investigated for indecency with their programs. And look, Howard Stern was only on six stations. It was only on six stations in their cluster, in their over 1,200 stations they own across America. They were really forcing the hand of Infinity Broadcasting, who has millions of dollars tied in Stern. It's all about the money. Follow the money. It's always about the money. So I'd be curious to you tell me, how much government control do you want? How much are you comfortable with? Are you comfortable with the government saying yes to this and no to that? Are you comfortable with government being Big Brother, imposing their standards on what you will find acceptable at a movie theater or on television or in music? Or is it the power of the purse? I mean, that's why I'm here. That's why I was excited about joining WTMA, because we have a chance to have a conversation about the things that everybody's talking about. Now, look, when you go through daily life, think of it this way. Less than 5% of the people listening to me right now on News Talk 1250 WTMA or watching on Comcast 28, less than 5% of you will call this radio show. That's just a statistical fact. I'd love to have as many people call as wanted to. You call in 556-1250, 1-800-737-1250, star 1250. Be a part of the conversation. But less than 5% of you will. I want more. Less than 50% of you will go and vote when the election comes up in November. But yet everywhere you go, everyone has an opinion. Everyone is talking about this or talking about that. You've got to join the conversation. Why do you matter? If you won't speak your mind, why do you matter? You're just going to go through your lives and compartmentalize little lives at your home and using screen names and anonymity so you can say whatever you want to without any repercussions. Join the conversation. I'm just wondering how much is too much. What are you going to accept? Ken, thanks for giving me a buzz. I'm Richard Todd. What's up?
Hey, welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you.
All right. I just think that if they put it on satellite or HBO or that type of thing, they could do what they want to do, and then you have the right to turn it on or turn it off. But if it's on regular TV, then I think the government has the right to control what's on any channel that a kid can just come up and turn off.
So if it's over the airwaves like CBS, NBC, ABC, you know, Fox, then then you don't mind government regulation. But if it's cable, then people know what they're getting into.
Exactly.
But you know they're trying to regulate cable as well.
Well, I definitely disagree with that there.
And here's what's funny, Ken, is the fact that, you know, Sex and the City just wrapped up 8 days ago. And there were all of these stories on the Today Show and USA Today and all over the place about, you know, Sex and the City, what a great show. The content of that show was unbelievably vulgar and frank.
Well, they pushed it to the limit on that show. My wife watched that religiously, and I watched it just about every time they had it on with her, and they pushed every issue to the limit.
But see, and that was okay. People were like, that's a great show, that's cute, that's fine.
Right.
That was
so
okay.
Got like a double standard going on here.
Exactly. Ken, that a great call, Ken. Thank you very much, and thanks
all
for
right,
listening.
Buddy.
I appreciate it.
Welcome to the show.
Ken, thanks for the buzz. I appreciate it. Ken gets it. He understands. He gets it. There is a double standard going on. If you think Sex and the City is cute and really smart and witty, though it pushes the edge, and you're worried about Janet Jackson's breast popping out, it has to do with timing. Janet Jackson, you picked the wrong time to do it, okay? Sex and the City, you're fine, you're on HBO. It's just, that's what I'm asking you. 556-1250, 1-800-737-1250, or star 1250. Give me a buzz and tell me, how much government control do you want over radio, television, and movies? What are you comfortable with? That's the Morning Buzz. I'm Richard Todd. It's 8:50 on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
We'll have more of the playback of our very first Morning Buzz with Richard Todd from March 1st, 2004. Straight ahead on the History of TMA. I'm John Quincy.
The History of TMA.
Thank you for spending part of your day with this special WTMA broadcast as we rebroadcast the Morning Buzz from March 1st, 2004, the very first one.
TMA News Time, 8:55. Thank you so much for tuning in for day one of the Morning Buzz. I am Richard Todd, and yes, on the phone, it's Rocky D. Hey, Rocky.
What's up, Bob? I heard you talking about, Corrupt Channel over there.
You were talking about that on Friday, about how hypocritical they were.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. If anybody thinks they really care about indecency, they care about their bottom line. That's the only thing they were worried about.
You used to work for them. I at one point. You know, and here's the thing, man. All they're doing is petitioning the Bush administration for them to lax the law so they can buy more stations. It's like, hey, Dad, look, I'm being good. Can I have a cookie now?
Yeah, you know, 1,200
stations. Exactly what this is.
1,200 stations, 500 DJs. That's sort of how they work, right?
Cheap channel. And they're looking to cut 300 of those, man.
Right.
So, you can't trust what you see there. I heard you talking about the Passion of the Christ, too, man.
Yeah, so your Monday morning review? Thumbs up?
I just sent in my review. They didn't post yet. There's something wrong with SierraTimes.com. Maybe they fixed it by now. But it's the most violent rendition of one-on-one violence against one person I've ever seen. And I review movies, and it's the most violent movie. I mean, you cannot take kids to this thing. And the problem is why so many people are getting upset, fainting in the hallways and all that kind of stuff, is because when it comes to Freddy versus Jason and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these are cartoon characters, and we know this is going to happen, and we don't care. We look forward to him pulling someone's lungs out, running down the hallway, going, boo, ha, 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 right? And it's all funny, you know? And kind of weird. And the thing with Jesus is that he's considered a real person,
mm-hmm.
you know, by most people. And it's just gut wrenching the way they torture him in this film. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it. With a wife and a baby, we can't play the babysitter card that often,
no.
So we don't get to go see too many movies at all. But I did. I talked to my father over the weekend, who said he was blown away. He was moved by it. He went through four handkerchiefs. He thought it was amazing. My only thing, Rock, is I just want to make sure that people who see The Passion
right.
and understand how gory and graphic it is,
yes.
then turn around and start complaining if another movie comes out that's just as gory or graphic. I mean,
right.
you can't have it both ways. I'm glad that Mel Gibson made the movie he wanted to make.
Oh, and you notice how he didn't show up for the Oscars yesterday?
Right.
People are saying it's because he didn't want to get booed. Well, you know what? I think he should have. And go ahead, let Hollywood boo him on behalf of Jesus, and see how far that gets them.
What was Billy Crystal's line? It scared the bejesus out of him, so he didn't show up.
Well, that's exactly right. Not only I heard that he just couldn't make it because he should have came out. He should have come out there. And the thing was, Hollywood has to know this. You know, Mel Gibson's at the point now where he doesn't need them. He can make a series of these films and make $200 or $300 million more. I mean, on personal take alone, the film only cost $25 million to make.
Don't you think they're Rocky, though? I mean, what an incredible marketing campaign. I mean, one of the greatest ever, because here's every talk show and television news show promoting the movie. And don't you just think maybe there's that possibility that Mel Gibson pulled a fast one, like about 8 months ago, he showed a cut to Jewish leaders
yep.
to create that kind of tension and controversy?
Oh, he knows what he's
doing. A cut of the movie that was never going to see the light of the day.
Yeah, by the way, that's that cut that he put in there is also true to form, what's in the Bible, too. What you're talking about is, I believe it's in Matthew, where they say, where the one Jewish leader says to another, his blood is going to be on our shoulders
right.
for millenniums or whatever it is. I have it in the review, too. And the thing is that I don't know if he was such a great marketing genius. The way you got to look at it is, God doesn't need a PR man, does he?
That's right. That's right. Oh, Rocky.
Speaking of that, did you see Susan Sarandon at the Oscars last night?
She looked good, though.
I thought it was going to be Janet Jackson times two for a second there. Hey, I got a couple of notes here, okay?
Right.
Note to Angelina Jolie. If you got big old nasty tattoos that say Billy Bob, don't wear a sleeveless dress. And Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson, you got $300 or $400 gazillion, okay? Buy a comb and get your clothes pressed.
He looks like a hobbit. Rocky D this afternoon from 3 until 6 right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Special guests and some surprises coming up after 9 o'clock.
Coming up next hour on the history of TMA, the second half of our March 1st, 2004 Morning Buzz maiden voyage. I'm John Quincy, and if you'd like to find out more about WTMA's history, check out this website, WTMAMemories.com. There you can download rare audio recordings of our station, view photos of past personalities and studios, and find out what we've been doing since 1939. That's WTMAMemories.com. And keep it locked on the radio station that continues to make history, as well as talk about it as it happens. 1250 WTMA.